Let's get straight into this one. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It is a blessing to be alive. And guess what? Today we're going to be talking about the four main reasons as to why we struggle with self-confidence. So if you're someone who has struggled with self-confidence, well, guess what? This podcast is going to freaking change the world. It's going to change your life. And if you do get inspired and you're like, oh my goodness, these are the things that I've struggled with for so long, as maybe it's the reason why I've been stuck for so many years, then share it with your friends. And make sure that you do subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel and let us know your thoughts as I'm speaking, as I'm sharing. If something resonates with you, let us know in the comments. If you're watching even on Facebook as well, let us know in the comments if something is resonating with you, if something that I say is like giving you an aha moment or whatever, you know, you know, if you have a breakthrough, sometimes you can listen to stuff like this and go, oh my goodness, like I needed to hear this. This was so powerful, so important. Okay. So once again, thank you so much for being with here. And a quick, just big, massive shout out to everybody who follows me, who has subscribed to my YouTube channel, subscribed to my Instagram, subscribed to Facebook, in my coaching programs, is in our coaching institute, is in any of my courses, The Ultimate Guide to Attracting Healthy Love, is doing a speaking course, Speak and Transform, is in the Superpower Mastermind. No matter what you're doing, inner work community, wherever you are, in our inner circle, I just want to say, if you're listening on the podcast somewhere, some platform, Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening, wherever you follow me, TikTok, Threads, Twitter, X, thank you. For real, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that I get to spend some time with you. Thank you for following me. Thank you for, you know, supporting me. Thank you for sharing my content. Thank you for being here for me, as I'm here for you as well. You know, so I'm just going to... I'll be honest with you, just before we go into what I'm going to share with you about confidence and the four main reasons as to why we don't have self-confidence and why we're stuck, is that I'm just warming up. Like, it's taken me, I'll be really honest with you, and I love being honest with you, I love being really transparent, you know, the momentum that it takes for you to get the result that you want, okay, because you know, I know we've been told that, you know, like I was talking to one of my clients and I didn't get to actually, you know, and maybe Dawn, you're listening, but I wanted to share this with you when we're having a call. But you said something, and again, this is like the traditional way, right? You said, you know, I'm doing this for 21 days. And I'm like, yeah, I know that's the programmed official way to build a habit. You know, you create a habit if you stay consistent over 21 days. And that habit, of course, guys, we're talking about confidence here in this episode. If you do something for 21 days consistently, definitely you'll build a little bit of self-confidence in yourself to follow through with something you said that you, I haven't had some, I'll go back to coffee. That's a big thing for me, man. Honestly, like it has to be something huge for me, that I just said, nah, it's Lent. I'm going to not do coffee. I haven't had a coffee since the 14th or 13th of February. So it's been nearly 3 weeks now. And how am I feeling? Like I'm alive. You know, has it been easy? Definitely been quite challenging. Some sleepless nights, you know, not understanding my body or what's happening, you know. But the 21 days, going back to that, guys, what I believe and what I think is, sure, it may take 21 days to form some sort of consistency in realizing that, oh my goodness, I'm doing it for 21 days. Okay, is it a habit now? Or could I just turn around and stop, right? Because it's really easy to do things for a couple of weeks or for 3 weeks and then stop. You know, what's going to really, really like secure your power in what it is that you're trying to do? You know, what is it going to be? And I think that it's not just about building a habit. Like there's got to be a drive. There's got to be a purpose. There's got to be that like oomph, like I'm doing this because I want this outcome. You know, like your why, but also your vision. You know, if you don't have a dream, a vision, a goal, something that you're working towards, what the fuck is the purpose of your day, you know, right? It's like, yeah, do this habit for 21 days because of what? You know, what's the achievement? So we're attaching ourselves to a desire, right? Because I know if I do this for 21 days, well, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better. But so is being a better version of myself something that I'm looking for? Is that what I want to become? Well, if it is, well, great. Then I know. But the truth is, it ain't 21 days. It may be 21 days that you get used to doing something, but guess what? It's a fucking whole year of you keeping consistent on that same thing, right? Proving to yourself over and over again, week in, week out, doing that habit, going, yeah, just because I did it for 21 days doesn't mean it stops. You keep going. And I think if you're going to form a habit, it's going to be a habit that's just formed because you do it consistently over the next fucking 10 years. You know, like, I think that it's the easy way for them to say, whoever they are, whoever created that, it might be created by a psychologist or some shit, you know. I'm not going to look into it. I was going to, let's go on Google and see who created this 21 day. But yeah, maybe that's part of the psychology of, you know, understanding how your brain rewires itself or gets comfortable and creates that Bob Proctor paradigm. Paradigm is a multitude of habits, and that's what controls your life. Because you're just a reflection of your habits. You're a habitual creature. Does that make sense? So I wouldn't stick with, oh, if I do it for 21 days, I'm good. It's like, nah, I would stick with, I'm going to fucking do this for the rest of the year. Like, get used to knowing that whatever it is that you want to achieve requires ongoing consistency long term. Like, get out of your freaking head thinking that I'm going to do something for 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks and I'm going to be good. No, it's fucking long term. It's a marathon, you know. Stop with this fucking get rich quick bullshit, you know. Whether it's get rich, whether it's get healthy, whether it's become better, it's like, yeah, you can make a choice in the moment to become better and your whole life can change within a month. But after that month, what are you going to do? Go back to fucking who you used to be, or are you going to keep fucking going? It's exactly the whole fucking problem with most people. You start doing some work on yourself, get some results in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then what happens? Fall off the bandwagon. Oh, what happened? I got overwhelmed. Why did you fucking take a break? Have fucking 3 or 4 days off. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're fucking, some of us are just doing stupid shit, you know? Like, we're making progress and then we give up because it gets hard, you know? Instead of going, well, I've done a bit of work, I've made a bit of progress. Okay, give me a break. Let me allow my brain and my nervous system to, you know, recalibrate itself, reprogram itself. But know why I started in the first place. You know, go back to your why. Why did I start this in the first place? Well, because I want to change. Well, if you want it bad enough, keep fucking going. Take a break, have a few days off, and keep moving. Okay? I don't know who needed to hear that. But if you needed to hear it, let me know in the comments. If you needed to hear this, maybe someone else needed to hear this freaking wake-up call or reminder. It was just a friendly reminder, kind reminder. Maybe it was an aggressive reminder in a positive way. That's what happens on the Luke Mindpower podcast. It's unwritten, unscripted. Okay, uncensored. I'll keep it like that. So let's go into the four reasons why you don't have self-confidence, why most people don't have self-confidence. And I know once you master these four areas, you're good. Okay. If you're ready for this, write it in the comments. I'm ready. I'm ready, Luke. I'm ready, Luke. I'm ready, Luke. Let's go. Okay. So number one, and I wrote them down, but I already can remember him in my head. The first one is comparison. Comparison is the thief of all joy. Remember this. Comparison is, write it in the comments. Comparison is the thief of all joy. Comparing yourself to other people will eat you alive, and it's the reason why you lack confidence in yourself. Looking at who other people are versus where you're at in your life, you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what their story is. You don't know their pain. But yet we sit there, and because of other people and where they are and how we think about other people, we compare ourselves. And so that screws with our confidence. So we lose confidence in ourselves because we look at other people and where they're at and what they've succeeded with and what they've achieved. And then we think negatively of ourselves. We don't feel good. Okay. So it's really important not to compare yourself with other people. Okay. Compare yourself with who you were yesterday. That's the best person to compare yourself with. Right. And it's also being in your head of, again, thinking about, I'll attach this branch onto comparison, is thinking about what other people are thinking of you. Okay. That's also one of the biggest problems that we have as to why we don't birth our greatness. Because we're thinking about what other people think about us, you know? But when we were kids and we were young, man, we didn't give a shit, you know? We were climbing trees and fucking doing crazy shit, and like, we didn't give a care in the world, like, what was going on, you know what I mean? But all of a sudden, like, when we get older, we have this like heightened sensitivity and attention and awareness to like, oh my God, are they looking? Oh my gosh, I shouldn't do that. Like, I'll be honest, I still have it sometimes. Like when I was in New York with my wife back in 2024. Yeah, I think it was December. And she was like, dance, do a dance, do a dance. And I was just like, fucking, I don't want to do a dance here. She's like, yeah, go do it in the street, you know? And my immediate thing was like, oh, fuck, there's so many people, you know? But I still did it, you know? And I actually I think about, and I think my wife did it recently. She's like, don't you want to do a dance? Do a dance here. And I'm like, I think it was in, we were in Australia, yeah, recently. And I was just like, no, I don't want to fucking do a dance. I think, I don't know. I have this complex, as just before I go into the second one, where I kind of like, I've created so much content, so many dancing videos, and I kind of just got to this point was like, am I going to do this forever? I'm being serious. Like, I was like, am I going to do this forever? Like, am I going to like level up at some point and go, okay, that was a phase. I did the dancing, and now like, let me just help people become certified life coaches, and let me just work with people privately and like do my podcasts and be on other podcasts and be on stage and all that kind of stuff. Like, am I really going to do these dancing content? So I kind of like was like, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I'm going to try and like step back from that a bit. So I definitely did slow down a bit, but I think it was a reason for that because we're just doing so much, you know, getting married and starting a new life. And like, there was just so much. So I guess there was a little bit of momentum that I lost, a little bit of drive on that. But I don't know. I feel like it's coming back, you know, because I'm just like, you know, that's my vibe. That's my content. That's my trademark. You know, there's only one person on social media that does what I do, you know. In the way that I do it, I have not yet found anyone that does exactly what Luke does and how Luke does it and how I do it and just how I present it and how I dance and, you know, and I'll take it. You know what I mean? Sure, you could get AI to do it, but you'll know eventually that it's AI and it's not real. But yeah, there's a bit of moments where I lost a bit of like momentum there, and I was just like, okay, like, you know, I've got heaps of content. I'm just going to keep posting it, but like making new content. So it's good to have a wife that actually like pushes you a little bit. She's like, come on, do another one. I'm like, fuck. Number two, guys, what's the next number two as to why we don't have self-confidence is self-doubt. Okay. So self-doubt is in your head. Okay. Remember that. Where is it? And who is it? And where did it come from? Have you ever asked yourself the question, like, what is that voice? And why do I doubt myself? I think the worst part about self-doubt is that because you spiral into fear and judgment, into the conversations that are going on, into the rumination that's happening in your head, and it becomes your energy. Like, you become your self-doubt. Right? So your body then represents self-doubt. It's a low vibration, you know? And then doubt is like negative energy, you know? It's not a good vibe. You don't feel good. So you probably, when you don't feel good, you probably don't even want to be healthy. You probably don't even want to eat good either because you feel like shit. So you don't care about yourself as much. Isn't that crazy? Like, what self-doubt will do to you? But the bigger question is, I know I say you become your self-doubt, but then where did it come from? You know, so I think the beautiful thing that we are learning continuously is, wow, I just need to figure out how to like retrain my brain and how to like create a new mind, renew my mind. It talks a lot about renewing your mind in the Bible. And this is the most powerful thing that you can do because you can reprogram yourself, you know, to think highly of yourself, to have positive thoughts. A lot of people can say, oh, positive affirmations don't work. Positive thinking is bullshit. I don't know who these people are, but I've heard it. And it's like, well, okay, well, imagine shitting on yourself every day and just going, you're crap. Like, what are you doing? You're stupid. Imagine on your whiteboard at home or writing in your kitchen, you're a dickhead. I'd fucking laugh. Imagine having shit affirmations all over your house where you look at, you're an asshole. You're a fuckwit. You're a dumbass. You're not intelligent. You can't live your dreams. Don't even try to fucking live your dreams. Would that be inspiring or would that just piss you off? Like, I would look at these affirmations around the house and I'd probably stab them. Like, I would fucking, like, you know, I would go and kick them and shit, you know? I'd be like speaking to those affirmations and go, piss off, man. Don't tell me what to do. Right. But imagine, like, you know, just programming yourself in a negative way. Well, how about, don't worry about the affirmations. How about just surrounding yourself with shit? Negative people. I mean, that's why we're going deep into the self-doubt. So where did it come from? Bullying, you know, how you were raised, what you, how your siblings treated you, how your parents treated you, what you went through at school, what you went through in a relationship. The self-doubt came from somewhere. And the truth is, it's your responsibility to reprogram yourself, because once you do that, man, your level of self-confidence and thinking highly of yourself, that's why Dr. Wayne Dyer says, change your thoughts, change your life. Self-doubt is a thought. What are you doing? Oh, I'm doubting myself. Why? Well, maybe because I've never done this before. Well, how the fuck do you think your brain is going to support you when you've never done it before? Your brain's not just going to go, oh, you're trying to do something new. I'm going to give you fucking, I'm going to make, give you some positive thoughts, positive thinking. No, your brain just wants to keep you safe in the familiar. That's it. That's what your brain was designed to do. Keep you safe. Keep you safe in what it knows. So if you're trying to do something, naturally be aware that your self-doubt is not going to be a past bullying experience or a toxic relationship. Sometimes it can also just be your brain saying, hey, I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared because I haven't done this before. So can you help me? Interesting. Hey, pay attention. Number three. So we've got number three, number four. So number four is the powerful one, but number three is self-love. Okay. What is self-love? It's the relationship with yourself. Okay. To the point where you put yourself first in the most selfish, amazing, beautiful way. Like, make it okay to put yourself first. Make it okay to be selfish for yourself. Make it okay for people to say to you, oh my gosh, you just think about yourself. Fucking oath I do. I have to live with me forever. I'm going to make sure that I'm good, because if I'm going to give to others, I'm going to pour from my overflow. I'm going to give so much to me that I'm going to be flowing in abundance. I'm going to have so much to give because I gave it to myself first. I don't want to walk around being half fucking empty. I don't want to walk around trying to pour into other people when I got no shit to pour. You want to give to others, but you ain't got nothing for yourself. How can you even give to others when you ain't got shit? So I'm just a living example from my own experience. And it's funny, I was listening to a psychiatrist on a podcast today, and, you know, he was talking about self-love, he's talking about, you know, looking after yourself and taking care of yourself first. But that's where the truth comes from, you know? It's like, how can you really, really serve and give to others when you haven't actually spent some time with yourself? And that's what he was saying. It was like, man, like, go and like, for an hour, go and sit with yourself and look at a wall. You know, I was kind of like adjusting that to going, man, go and sit with yourself and look in the mirror. You know, because what he's suggesting is that if you look at a wall, then you're just going to be with your thoughts, right? And of course, if you look at a wall, what's it to look at? It's fucking concrete, it's white. What are you going to judge? So that perspective also, you know, makes sense as well, because what are you stuck with? Your head. Okay, so you're stuck with your thoughts, right? So get to know yourself by spending time with yourself, but being able to actually physically see yourself is what I experienced and what I did consistently, building a habit of speaking to myself in the mirror and actually building a positive relationship, a relationship of self-acceptance, a relationship of self-love, a relationship of self-awareness. Because the more I spent with myself, it wasn't just the mirror work, but it was actually traveling alone. It was doing things by myself. It was taking myself out on a date. It was going to the movies by myself. You know, it was traveling by myself. It was doing things where I wasn't connected to anyone else. These experiences, living in the China, in the Shaolin temple, traveling to China, doing these things by myself, these were the experiences that helped me to reconnect with Luke, into Luke's greatness. Because I didn't want to go back to who I used to be. That wasn't my goal. My goal was to figure the fuck who I am, because I knew that I had greatness in me. I knew there was something in me that I hadn't discovered yet. And I was just willing to change. I was willing to go into number four. What's number four? Your company. You become the company that you keep. So the people you surround yourself with is the lack of confidence that you don't have. So if your people don't believe in you, if your people are not living the dream life that you want to be living, if your people don't understand what you're trying to achieve and you're feeling limited or restricted because of your imagination, because of your vision, because of your goals, because of who you want to become, and you're not feeling the empowerment, you're not feeling the support, you're realizing that, oh my goodness, like, is this really the life I want to live? Are these the people that I want to surround myself with? What do I need to do to change? Because when that time comes for you, because it comes for many of us, maybe not all of us, but for many of us, if you're watching this right now, maybe it's already come for you that you're being called to step up to change. And so when this time comes, all of a sudden what happens is you start to realize that, oh, wow, the people that I've been surrounding myself with are just people that I can't take with me. And so along the journey of building confidence in yourself is the journey of disconnection, is the journey of, you know, setting boundaries and not having the same people in your life anymore. Because if you keep the same people in your life as to where you've gotten to, there's a reason why you are the way that you are. And if you want to stay the same, don't change shit. Keep surrounding yourself with the same people. Okay. But if you can appreciate that, oh, wow, you know, I really do want to change, but the people that I'm surrounded by are not really complimenting my life, or I'm not feeling inspired or empowered, or they're not getting me, or they're draining me, or they're bringing me down, or anything like that, is going to cause some sort of conflict. It's going to cause some sort of resistance, and you're going to feel like you're always being pulled back. And you don't want to feel that. When you want change and you're ready to evolve, you don't want to feel like you're being pulled back. You want to feel like you're free. Right. And when you feel that freedom, man, that's where a lot of confidence has grown, because there's no like, oh shit, if I do this, what are they going to think of me? It's just like, oh, if I do this, what am I going to go through? How is this going to empower me? How is this going to help me? How am I going to become a better version of myself? You're not going to sit there and go, oh shit, if I do this, what's my mom going to think? What's my dad going to think? What's my friends going to think? What's my brother-in-law going to think? What's my sister's going to think? Right. They are gone. And for a part of my life, that's what I had to go through to find my greatness. So those are the four areas that we really need to focus on so that you can build that confidence in yourself. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here with me on another episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you hit that notification bell so you get notified every time a new episode is released. And then also make sure you like this video and leave a comment. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know what came up for you. I love seeing all the comments and replying to you all as well. And of course, if you look in the description, you will see a few links that help you to get in touch with me. You can message me privately on WhatsApp. You can schedule a call with my team to learn more about if and how we could possibly help you transform your life. Maybe you want to become a certified life coach. All the information is in the description of my YouTube video. And guess what? I'm going to see you on the next episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. So till then, thank you so much for joining me. Wherever you're tuning in from, I believe in you. Don't give up on your dreams, and I will see you soon.